Saturday, there'll be live music on the porch all day. Lots of local groups will be playing there. You'll have that going on. And then the Missouri Town Dancers will be there on Saturday from 11 to 2. They'll be performing in front of the Spillman under the new pavilion. Peter Allen and his group of musicians are going to perform on the porch of the Spillman all day. There'll be something going on around the Spillman all day on the outside of it. We'll have, like I said, the inflatable bounce houses out there, the photo booth, just all kinds of stuff going on that I think people enjoy, and they'll want to stick around and see what's going on. One of the things that we're doing this year is Steve Holt from Chillicothe. He's kind of getting to be a famous carver. He's done all the trees and stuff that have died in the park at Simpson, and he's turned those into just really pretty much unique pieces of art in the park down there. And in front of the Spillman, we had a tree that died, and he's going to be there Friday and Saturday and maybe work on that so people can see how he does that with his chainsaw carving and stuff. So that'll be something that'll be interesting going on there that people can watch. I know carving's getting to be a pretty popular deal, so that'll be interesting to watch as well. We'll have people with spinning wheels and pulling yarn and rug makers and basket makers, and we'll have some other wood carvers there, and it just makes for a neat experience to be able to walk right in amongst all these people and see them doing these lost crafts that, you know, are from a day gone by, and keeping them alive so that people can see how things used to be done, and that they can still do it and turn it into something that makes a really neat product.